Sharing the Gospel Naturally. You can be a missionary in small ways each day. In the October 2013 General Conference, President Thomas S. Monson reminded us how important it is to help others come unto Christ. For many of us, sharing the gospel can feel intimidating, though. After all, have you ever felt nervous about talking to others about the gospel or the church? Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught that there is a way to overcome that fear. He said, "Fear will be replaced with faith and confidence when members and the full-time missionaries kneel in prayer and ask the Lord to bless them with missionary opportunities. Then, we must demonstrate our faith and watch for opportunities to introduce the gospel of Jesus Christ to our Heavenly Father's children. And surely those opportunities will come. These opportunities will never require a forced or a contrived response. They will flow as a natural result of our love for our brothers and sisters. Just be positive, and those whom you speak with will feel your love. As you strive to follow that counsel, check out these ideas about how you can share the gospel in your everyday life.
10 Scriptures to Cheer Up Your Friends. Know people who are having a bad day? Sharing a scripture with them might be just the thing to brighten their day. And if they see that you believe in the scriptures, they may ask you more about your beliefs or the church. Here are 10 scriptures that inspire with hope and provide comfort to the soul. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. John chapter 16, verse 33. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 9. Alma chapter 36, verse 3. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 29.
10 Conversation Starters. Need some suggestions for how to bring up the gospel in everyday conversations? Here are 10 simple ideas. Ask your friend what he thinks about God and really listen. Then share your thoughts. Talk about what you did at Mutual this week. If your friend asks what Mutual is, then it's an easy way to say what church you belong to. Ask around for jobs or ideas to earn money and let others know you're saving to pay for a mission. Share a scripture you read in the Book of Mormon that touched you. Tell about a skill you've learned at a ward activity or family home evening and talk about what a ward or FHE is. When you're outside, share your thoughts about all the beautiful things Heavenly Father made for us. Ask your friends where their names came from. If they're family names, you can bring up family history and share how it connects us to our past and to our future through temples. Talk about seminary, about getting up early to go, or about something you learned there. When talking about what you did over the weekend, tell about an experience at church. When anyone talks about media, share what you like and why you have your standards.
Pray for missionary opportunities. As you fulfill the Lord's call to invite others to come unto Christ, pray every day for opportunities to share the gospel. You can find more ideas on how to do this at lds.org/go/share-NE3. Remember that your success doesn't depend on people's accepting your invitation. The Lord will be pleased that you simply extend an invitation.
10 Videos to Share. Sharing videos created by the church is a great way to lift another spirit or share gospel truths in a friendly way. Here are 10 videos you might want to consider. If your friend wants to know who the Savior is and how he lived, share Christ-like attributes at lds.org/go/attributes-NE3. If your friend suffers from the pain of losing a friend or loved one, share He Will Give You Help at lds.org/go/help-NE3. If your friend wonders if you're a Christian, share For God So Loved the World at lds.org/go/love-NE3 or any video at biblevideos.lds.org. If your friend has a health problem, and wants to know how to stay happy and share God Will Lift Us Up at lds.org/go/liftne3. If your friend would like to know what the Book of Mormon is, share Book of Mormon, an Apostle's Introduction at lds.org/go/bookne3. If your friend wants a better life, share the story of a homeless young man who changed his life after learning about Jesus Christ in Hi, I'm Paris, I'm a Mormon at lds.org/go/parisne3. If your friend wonders why the law of chastity is important, share I Choose to Be Pure at lds.org/go/pureNE3. If your friend doesn't understand exactly what you mean when you talk about serving in your quorum, or priesthood service, or a class presidency, share an example of looking out for each other in Dayton's Legs at lds.org/go/DaytonNE3. If your friend wants to know who we really are, why we're here on Earth, and where we're going after this life, share Our True Identity at lds.org/go/trueNE3. If your friend has lost hope, share The Power of Hope at lds.org/go/hopeNE3.
Need more ideas? Go to lds.org/go/storiesNE3 for more ways to share the gospel and for stories from 15 youth who did just that. End of the article, Sharing the Gospel Naturally. Read by lots of people.